Hello, this is Tyler Whitson. On April 10th, we aired the first part of an interview that I conducted with Allison Kohler, the Director of Education for the Sarasota Film Festival, or SFF. That portion of the interview dealt specifically with education events that were coming up as part of the SFF, which was underway at the time. This second portion of the interview regards the SFF's education programs and classes that run throughout the year, which Kohler announced during the SFF's Filmmaker Tribute Awards on Saturday, April 13th, reached more than 5,000 students this year, free of charge. Here is part two of that interview. And I'd like to talk a little bit now about the education that the SFF offers that is relevant to all students, whether or not they want to be filmmakers, and that is media literacy. Can you explain how some of your programs, such as Classroom Critic and CJ Studio, help students to look at films with a more critical eye?
Definitely. Media literacy is the goal of our entire, what we're doing here. Because arts budgets have been cut and continue to be cut just devastatingly, it's our goal to integrate film into other classes, whether it's literature, art, drama. We're trying to get into journalism. This year we got into a class. So we're trying to bring film into those classes. Classroom Critic is a supplement, actually, to our junior jury program. And junior jury invites about 15 students, high school age, to screen the nominated films from our public Youth Fest program, so our professional films that we bring here, curate for students to see. We teach them how to read film as a text, like they would a book in literature class, and understand the conventions that are at play, both in like meaning, moral message, but also filmmaking conventions and how you can read a work like that. And the junior jury selects our official Best Youth Fest film, which again is a major deal. That's our USA Today folks. We give that to students here. And Classroom Critic supplements that. Like I said, we were only reaching about 20 students with junior jury. And Classroom Critic, we have a curriculum that gets distributed within the schools, and teachers can integrate that into whatever class they are participating with. So they screen one or two shorts and learn how to write a written review. And then students write them, they're submitted in competition, and we select, this year we had 7 winners who get published in The Observer. So it's really awesome. It's an opportunity for middle school kids to have their work published. They learn how to, you know, look at film with a critical eye. And this year we had 800 kids participate in that, which was really awesome. CJ Studio is something we're really excited about that started last year in partnership with the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media. Last year we worked with middle school students, and this year we worked with fourth and fifth graders. And they go through a pretty intense 2-hour workshop on gender and media. So we have them, for example, take a look at a handful of Disney and Pixar films, and they name as many characters as they can remember, and those are the memorable characters, and we tally those. And then we have them look at the actual character list and go through and circle the males and highlight the females, tally those, and compare. And arguably more important are the memorable characters, which are always significantly lower in female representation, even though it's shocking how little females are represented overall. So that's one activity in that group. And then those students, after the workshop, are challenged to create a film based on a character role. I don't know if you're familiar at all with Todd Solondz, the director, but he did a film called Palindromes. And when I was challenged with writing this curriculum, I couldn't think of anything, a good example of a film that I thought really challenged gender representation. But in Palindromes, the protagonist changes not only gender, but ethnicity. It's like race. It's awesome. And so you're following one story, but the representation on screen is different. So that's what we do with these kids, and they totally get it. So they write a story based on a role. This year, we had class clown, bully, scholar, and artist. And they write a first-person narrative so that it's all I. And then each of the kids who participates in writing plays that character on screen. And they just wear the same color shirt or have like something that distinguishes them. And this year, man, these kids are at Rowlett Elementary, and a really awesome moment for me was we did that tally activity, and there were only two boys in the group because a couple kids were absent. And when we got the final number, which was something like for every five males, there was one female in all of these movies. And this little kid, Alex, was like, oh, shoot, like, that stinks. Like, and the girl in his group turns to him and was like, that stinks. Like, why does that stink for you? Like, you're a boy. And he was like, I know, I'm part of the problem. And I was just like, almost, like, that's almost, like, you are not. But yes, there is a problem, so let's talk about it. And it was awesome. You know, it was just really cool to see that happen. And I think they will now, for better or for worse, not be able to watch a film in quite the same way, which is awesome. And that's what we want.
And sort of going with that idea, in terms of your involvement with the program, what is the most satisfying part of teaching these kids?
Man, I don't know. My job, luckily, has a lot of satisfying parts. It's a lot of hard work. But I think kids are awesome because they're open to learning and they like it. And if you can make something really fun, like if I walked into a classroom and was like, we're learning about gender representation, I don't know that everyone would be psyched on it, you know, at a middle school or elementary level, even high school, you know. Or if I said, we're going to read this movie as a text, that sounds kind of boring for them. But somehow film, they're just, kids engage with it, and seeing them just be proud of something that they're working on. I think in Florida also, just in my experience, my fifth year doing it, there's a lot of emphasis on the FCAT. There's a lot of emphasis on sports. And, like, there's a lot. In Sarasota, we are so lucky to be an organization here because the arts are valued. But seeing a kid, and Phoenix Academy is a great example. These are kids typically that are struggling both academically but also personally. And they're having a hard time. And with a little attention, I mean, this year the kids wrote their screenplays in 4 days, which is an accomplishment for anybody. But for these kids that require a little extra attention, it was amazing. And I mean, they came out to the event on Monday night, and I don't think they've ever been in a spot, you know, the smallest spotlight we could give them, but like they were just beaming. And I just got chills. It's like that. You cannot beat that. Like that's, I would work 90 hours a week every week to have that moment happen all the time. And hopefully we're inspiring them. I think we are. And hopefully they'll continue on.
Once again, that was Allison Kohler, the director of education for the Sarasota Film Festival, or SFF, discussing the education programs that the SFF offers year round to students in the area, completely free of charge. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.